Aloha friends, welcome to Embodied with Erica Noilani. Today I wanted to share something that is very close to my heart, a very sensitive subject, and something that's been needing to be cleared for a very long time. With everything going on out there in the world right now, with these protests and riots and this obvious clearing of something that also needs to be cleared, related to the separation of people based on their color, the Black Lives Matter movement, and so much more. I definitely have been feeling that call to share my story and to share what I've experienced and related to my own connection to my ethnicities and race and being mixed with many beautiful cultures. So without further ado, I'd like to just read my blog post. I shared it on Instagram and also shared it on Facebook, and it's on my website, which is ericanoilani.com/blog. You can find all of my blogs from over the past 2 years here. There's not many, but there will be more. So here we go. Brown, black, or white? I am taking my power back. This is a very sensitive subject for me, and one that is currently set ablaze all around the world. The opportunity for me to speak up and clear this shame surrounding race for myself is now. Growing up, I've always felt outcasted, not only by the color of my skin, more so by the ethnicities that others would assume I was. What are you mixed with? Black, Mexican, Spanish, Hawaiian, Asian? You don't look like anyone I've seen before. Gee, thanks. That's a compliment. I was raised in a multicultural household by a mother mixed with Hawaiian, Caucasian, Chinese, Japanese, Portuguese, Filipino, Irish, Polish, English, and more. Yes, more. Hawaii is a melting pot, a very diverse one. And a father identifying as black with white ancestors and surely African roots. The topic itself is touchy, as I, being the eldest child of three, grew up surrounded by my families on both sides, telling me often how my father was not my blood father and I was not black. Then being ridiculed, shamed, and judged by said father, the one who raised me, that I was not proud of my black roots. Yet this same father knowing, I'm sure, of what his relatives and my mother's would whisper to me when my parents weren't looking. Cruelty in its most simplest form. This continued on into my pregnancy with my relative's wife, letting me know every chance she could that he was not my dad. Then, upon completing my yoga teacher certification in Hawaii, my papa's wife of 20 plus years reminded me of the same truth and that I should really ask my blood grandma on the island to tell me the truth once and for all. This truth being denied by my mother and father my whole life, as if me knowing who my father is didn't matter. Only when I wasn't acting black enough, then it did. And at that point, that truth was a lie. So the topic of race has always been a trigger, especially when it comes to mine. Truth be told, I've never found it to even matter. On a deep soul level, I knew that I was simply a soul inhabiting a body with brown skin, into a family with many different skin colors, and I thought that was beautiful. I thought that was why I was here. To blur the segregated lines between white, black, and brown, because in my beliefs, I was all. Because if he truly isn't my blood father, then who knows what my real father's ethnic makeup is? No one, except maybe my mom, and it's something I feel she may take to her grave. Still, to be shamed for not embracing something that stems from a half-truth hurt, and led me into a pattern of self-shaming, ridicule, embarrassment, pain, insecurity, and immense suffering. No one ever stopped to ask me how I felt regarding this confusion, how I was doing, if and how it affected me in any way. No one. Especially not my parents. And though I love them both dearly and have forgiven them for many of the traumas, patterns, and wounds I've experienced as a child, I felt immense shame, blame, and disgust surrounding it all. So much so that I've carried it with me through my adulthood. And any time I was honest and shared this with anyone I deeply cared about, they threw it in my face as soon as they could. My daughter's father began calling me and my family N-words whenever he wanted to pour salt into my deepest wounds. Though his best friends are black and we grew up in the ghetto of North Las Vegas. Just today, a dear friend referred to me and blacks as you people, and though her ignorance was good intention, the salt was still poured, even after knowing my sensitivity to all of it. I lovingly acknowledge that the wound needed to be seen, healed, embraced, and transformed, and for that I am grateful. I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired of explaining, defending, and justifying myself. I'm tired of feeling shame and guilt for identifying or not as any particular race. I truly believe I came into this family, into this body, to transcend the lines the world places on people based on race. Because really, I'm at least 10 different ethnicities. Whether or not black is one of them is not going to change who I am as a soul and as an infinite being who is so much more than all of it. And if I was or wasn't, why does it matter and affect so many other people? I've felt such immense shame about all of this that I've kept it bottled up within me my entire life. Chiron and Cancer. Only when someone ignorantly passes judgment on me related to what they assumed was my ethnicity, I immediately feel the rage of the trigger and the emotions of anger, shame, guilt, and rejection come forth like a tidal wave. Imagine being a small, impressionable child feeling completely alienated, shamed, and guilty for A, not knowing my real dad according to family members, and B, not owning my blackness that may or may not exist. Excuse me, but WTF. It's ironic, being a mixed child, to be shamed for not owning one single race that might be in my DNA. Considering they both went outside of their race to be together, that should be the focus, and that is beautiful. I'd like to add that regardless of whether or not he is my blood father, he is still my father, and I love him for doing the best he could to raise us when he did. There has been a lot of strain in our relationship, and it by no means is healed, though we are on the path of healing, and for this, I am grateful. I've been surrounded by black people my whole life, and I love them all. I say they because I never felt truly accepted and equal. I love black culture, I love my Hawaiian culture, I love my Asian, Spanish, and all the cultures that helped mold and define who I was and am in a limited human way. I've dated men of many ethnicities, and I never cared for one moment what that was. I also know my path here in this lifetime is beyond race. It is to heal myself first and to help the world move beyond our differences, to realize that beneath our skin color and race, we are so much more. In fact, we are infinite. I don't want my skin color to be a novelty. I dated someone who would tell me how often he knew he was meant to be with a brown girl. Ugh. I don't want to be assumed a certain race and watch in horror photographers, photographers darken my skin color because their ignorance felt justified in doing so. See distastefully edited photo below. I don't want to be treated differently because I'm not Polynesian enough, white enough, or black enough, especially when it is a trigger of a much deeper wound that seems like it will never be solved by anyone other than me. And by solved, I mean acceptance, because at this point, confirming paternity doesn't matter to me at all. In fact, I don't want any of it to define who I am. I am taking my power back by speaking up and sharing my truth. It doesn't matter who my blood father is, because the one who raised me is my dad. End of story. Regardless of his race. No one will ever shame me for this ever again. It doesn't matter what races, ethnicities I am mixed with, because in God, Goddess, Spirit's eyes, I am perfect. I will no longer give my power away by allowing the shame and trauma from my childhood continue to be awakened by other people's ignorance, no matter how well-meaning. Growing up mixed in a world so quick to separate and divide has not been easy. Gratefully, nowadays, there are less lines being drawn when it comes to love, and so many more mixed children being born with many, many ethnicities and cultural backgrounds. Luckily, the new children being born care not about the color of their skin and instead about the love pulsing deep within each other's hearts. I promise to continue to raise my daughter to see beyond color and to look to the soul that lies within each and every divine reflection she meets. I promise to love and accept myself completely, especially everything that makes me uniquely me. And that is my power. Because no one is me. And no one is you. That is your power, too. So I say own it, because from here on out, I am. Next time anyone tries to call me black, white, Asian, I will politely refer them to this post. Because I am all and none of it. I simply am. And you can't take that away from me. And so it is. So that one I have to breathe in deeply for. Feeling this need to release that, to clear it, to allow these energies to have a voice, to be spoken, to be written, to be felt, to be acknowledged, to be loved, to be accepted. And a big part of having this Chiron in Cancer placement, this wounded healer, this aspect of myself that is such a deep wound, but yet where a lot of growth can be achieved, and also where I can share, because I'm sure I'm not alone. The circumstances might not be the exact same, though I'm sure many of us can relate to not feeling included, to feeling this deep, innate sense of shame or guilt for just being who we are. Whether it's based on our skin color, our race, our sexual orientation, where we grew up, any of it. So my throat chakra needed to be expressed, needed to be balanced, needed to release, as well as the sacral and the womb space and the root chakra and this feeling of safety and security and really just allowing the elephant in the room to be finally addressed and to let it go. To release it all. So, thank you for tuning in, for receiving my words, and for helping me in this opportunity to really transform and heal. These are really powerful transformational times, you know. And it's chaos, it's challenging, but it's through these truths being revealed, that change can really occur. Great, beautiful change, you know, if we can be brave and talk about what doesn't want to be talked about or something that we've pushed down for far too long, you know. It loses its power when we share the shame. If everyone knows now, then hey, nothing to be shameful about. Thank you again. So much love to all of you. Namaste. Aloha. Thank you for tuning in.